Welcome to the Super Sports Halftime Show on KSCJ. Brought to you by Bob Rose, Point After, North End Zone, and Westside Pizza.
Tonight, more of my conversation with the late Terry Hersom. We talk about Cooperstown, track and field, Shelby Houlihan, and the Baseball Hall of Fame.
When it's sort of ironic that in the Jim West column, you talk about how sports are the dessert in your life. The meat and potatoes are the people that give our lives meaning. Yet your career is really about covering sports, which is something that's the dessert in our lives. So it's almost a reality check for us. But even though the thing that you cover that's become the main part of your life, your working life, is something that you're telling us, hey, even what I cover here, this is just the topping. Don't make it your main thing in life. And it's hard to tell somebody that lives and breathes and dies with a team, right?
Right. And I've spoken to groups over the years if they're going to advertise it, I have this template. I call it My Life in the Candy Store. And that's what it's been. It's been a candy store. And I've had the opportunity to interview so many amazing people. And you know what they have in common? They're just human beings who happen to be in the right place at the right time, or had the right talent or the right desire. And I sat two different times at Amana VIP pre-tournament events with Mickey Mantle on my right side and Roger Maris on my left side. My brother got to know Mickey Mantle very well, and Billy Martin, Maris is not a Hall of Famer, but I went to Cooperstown last year, and it was really quite by accident. It was COVID related, because I had been out to the Boston area where I have a longtime friend, thanks to Ed Noddle, and headed back from there to Buffalo. And I said, you know, we have time between here and Buffalo to stop in Cooperstown. And so we, it was like 35 miles off the beaten path to get back and so forth. So 70, but we went there and took the tour, and I said, when Jack Morris went in the Hall of Fame in 2018 or whatever, I said, I've been keeping track of this. I haven't kept track like in football or basketball or whatever, but that was my 40th Baseball Hall of Famer that I had interviewed. And I'm looking at all those plaques and, these camera phones we carry around with us, I'm clicking away at every one of these plaques, and it's just amazing. And, Pete Rose isn't in the Hall of Fame, but they have a whole wall devoted to him. And Shoeless Joe Jackson, same thing. If they're not famous, I don't know who is. And, the Hall of Fame evidently came to mean something else. It's just, it's kind of like amateur athletics have all but vanished from existence,
You mentioned Shoeless Joe, and I thought it was ironic. We just had the whole Field of Dreams game a couple of weeks ago. And MLB, the Hall of Fame isn't necessarily MLB, but they kind of control it. Yeah. And Shoeless Joe is banned from baseball, but yet I got the program in the mail that I ordered from MLB directly, and several pages of that are dedicated to Shoeless Joe. So he's apparently okay for MLB when they want to use him for something,
right?
But not for anything else.
Well, there have been movies and books and everything, and I think it's been fairly well documented that Shoeless Joe was a poorly educated individual who was naive, and he got sucked into something that was he didn't really know what was going on. And if you look back, I think that World Series, I think he hit 375 or something.
And the only home run of the series.
Was that what it was?
Yeah.
And he threw the World Series? I don't think so.
He didn't do a good job of it.
But he never got reinstated, and I'm decades later, I am extremely disturbed that Shelby Houlihan, a wonderful athlete that we should all be proud of, and that she got cheated out of going to the Olympics, I hope still training and hoping she can win an appeal and get into the next Olympics, because you know pretty soon you time out.
When you take an Olympics away from somebody, this isn't like a 10-game suspension for sticky stuff on a glove. This is basically a 3-year suspension.
Right.
So, and you brought up Shelby Houlihan, track and field. That's something that doesn't get a lot of coverage, but yet it's very near and dear to your heart, and you've provided coverage of it over the years enough to be recognized for it, right?
Yeah, I was. I'm the slowest person in the Iowa High School Track and Field Hall of Fame. But
what is it about track and field that made it so near and dear to your heart? Because I don't know a lot of people that necessarily follow it.
Well, I didn't run track myself, and it's really kind of peculiar, but you go all fall, and then you go playing, watching football, and later on in life, I became very attached to volleyball too, and I covered a couple dozen state tournaments in that. We had really good volleyball teams here. You go to winter and you've got basketball and wrestling. And then that ends in late March. And it's like I had people taking vacation then because that was kind of a gap. And I said, well, now we got track coming up. And I was not prepared for that. And then to move into baseball after that, I thought, okay, unless you want to be bored this time of year, you better become more knowledgeable about track and field. And oh my goodness, I've been able to see so many world-class athletes at like the Drake Relays and some wonderful high school athletes. The list is endless. It's just, track and field is special to me. And I just decided I was going to make them all special because I didn't want to do a disservice to anyone that I was writing about. I wanted to give them their due.
That ends tonight's portion of my conversation with the late Terry Hersom. Join us again on our next halftime show for more, and we'll be back with the second half action right here on KSCJ.